Emeka Egbuka had a solid rookie year and led Tampa Bay in receiving, and he's priced for the sophomore leap that history says is the exception, not the rule. He finished WR33 per game, and he's the 20th receiver off the board. His total points finished WR23 flatters the per game reality. That premium is the lean, the muffed 2026 preview. The rookie season was real. 63 catches, 938 yards, 6 touchdowns on 127 targets, a 24% target share, the team lead with a 31-point ceiling game in the Seattle win. But the shape was boom or bust. 4 games over 20, 9 under 10, including a 1-point dud to close the year. 11.5 a game, WR33, a good rookie, not a finished alpha. Now the check we run on every one of these, because we got burned ignoring it once, was that team leading line inflated by Mike Evans and Chris Godwin both missing big chunks of the season? We computed the split. The answer is no. With at least one of them active, Egbuka averaged 11.7 a game. With both out, 10.8, his production was stable either way. He wasn't feasting on absences, he was producing his level regardless. That's actually a point in his favor. The floor is real. But here's the year two pattern. Good rookie receivers, those clearing 10 points a game, average a decline of about 0.3 in year two. They hold, they don't surge. An 11.5 rookie projects to roughly 11.5 again, a back-end WR3, not the WR20 the price implies.
Muffed! The situation is mixed. Per the reports, Mike Evans signed with San Francisco, which opens targets, a real positive. But Godwin returns healthy, which competes for them, and the coaching staff called it a critical year for Egbuka rather than a coronation. Evans leaving helps. Godwin staying caps net. It's not the clear runway the price assumes.
The price, pick 39.5, the 20th receiver. Verdict, lean overpriced. You're paying a tier above what he produced as a rookie on the year two leap that the data doesn't support. With a healthy Godwin back in the room, the counter, the volume floor is genuine and stable, and if Evans's vacated targets flow to him, he beats this, but that's the optimistic read on a pattern that usually disappoints. September watch, the target share with Godwin healthy. Does Egbuka command the alpha role or split it, and whether the boom bust variant smooths in year two? Your guys, every week, next preview's cued.